Welcome to the Quantum Revenue Expansion Podcast. My name is Ursula Minchus, and I'm a sales expert, strategic business coach, and USA Today bestselling author. I love sharing strategies that show you exactly how to turn your annual revenue into your monthly revenue. If you're looking to take a quantum leap in your revenue or sales, your team, your productivity, your success, and your life, then you are meant to be here. My goal in every episode is to help you take your belief that it's possible to 2x or 10x your revenue while working way less to knowing that it is happening right now. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Quantum Revenue Expansion, where we talk about turning your annual income into your monthly income. And I'm super excited about today's interview because I've been on her show. We've gotten to know each other a little bit. And I just love having coaches because you know what? You are 95% more likely to reach your goals by having a coach. And it was a well-kept secret in the sports world. And, you know, I think about Tiger Woods, like how many coaches does Tiger have, right? For everything, like his probably three just for his swing or even more than that. I don't even know. But now, the last 20 years, right, coaching has really become mainstream from business coaching to life coaching. So I really geek out when we have a coach on. And Kristen is a coach. And Kristen Burke, today we're going to talk about the four C's behind quantum growth, which is perfect for our show, what high-achieving entrepreneurs do differently.
Yes.
I love that. I love it so much already. So before I introduce you, Kristen, welcome to the show. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Ursula, thank you so much for having me. I am very excited to continue our conversation today. I loved having you as a guest on my show, so I know this is going to be a lot of fun and a ton of energy.
It's going to be so much fun. And also, you live in like where I wish I still lived in the world of California. So a little bit jealous of that, but I'm managing. I'm, you know, been in Minnesota now for 11 years and there's a lot to love in summer, but I do think about you there in California. Even today, I can see the sunshine piling in. It's a little gray here today and I have like all the lights on. I'm like, oh, it's probably going to rain again. But anyway, love California. Let me tell you a little bit about Kristen. Kristen Burke is a goal achievement coach. That means she just helps you get it done. You got a goal? Get it done. She's also a speaker and host of the Elite Achievement Podcast, which I got to be a guest on, and it was amazing. After over a decade coaching high performers at a Fortune 100 company, Kristen launched her own coaching firm to help ambitious business owners and leaders achieve their most meaningful goals with clarity, confidence, courage, and consistency. She's coached hundreds of small business owners, created the Goal Setting Success course, and speaks regularly on leadership, mindset, and execution. Kristen brings a results-oriented approach, grounded in experience, strategic thinking, and a passion for helping others maximize their potential. Let me just say this. We probably work with the same clients, and people are like, why would you have each other on each other's shows? Oh, because there's 8 billion people on the planet. There's more than enough for everybody. And there should just be this sharing and this exponential growth. So for anyone who's like, I don't know who my competition is or what, no. Like throw that out the door and, you know, connect with other coaches, learn from people in your industry. So Kristen, before we jump in, you were coaching high performers at a Fortune 100 company. We want to know a little bit about that. So what did you do before that? And then how did you, that sounds like a really cool role. How'd you land that role coaching high performers? And what was that like for you?
Yeah, thanks so much, Ursula. I worked in the financial services industry prior to starting my own coaching business. And that's really where I learned how to coach and this world of coaching and the power of personal growth and development. And so I started coaching financial advisors back in 2009. And gosh, you know, that sounds like a really long time ago now that I say it like that. You know, I was in a marketing role with the company, the organization prior to stepping into training, development, and coaching. And when I got into that role, I truly fell in love and I got really curious. Like what was the difference between the advisors that achieved their goals versus those that didn't achieve their goals? And I studied as much as I could about coaching. I actually got certified at that company as a coach. And I thought I was going to continue growing in my leadership role at that company. And I thought I was eventually going to run an office, you know, kind of build my own financial advising office and have a team of advisors that I worked with. And I was raising my hand for the leadership track and I was in corporate sponsored programs. And there was one particular opportunity I wanted and Ursula, I didn't get it. And that to me was a sign from the universe to take a pause. Right? Because, hey, look, as a high achiever, when I set my mind to something, I kind of like dig my high heels in and go, right? And so I took some time to get really quiet and, you know, quiet, I'll say that loosely. I did a lot of yoga. I meditated, I journaled, I read, and I got really clear that I wanted to be a coach. And in fact, I'd wanted to be a coach for years. I was just too afraid to do it. I was too afraid to go out on my own. And so I asked for some permission to start bringing on some clients on the side while I was still working my job. And I set a goal that if I could bring on 10 clients by the end of the year, I would quit and I would start my coaching business. And I had those 10 clients in, you know, 2 to 3 months. And I thought, oh boy, here we go. Yeah. Let's do this. Yeah. So that was at the end of 2019, I left the corporate world, and 2020 was my first year in business. So nothing like a wild roller coaster of a year to get started, but here we are.
Yeah. So you're pretty new. You're new in this. I mean, pretty new, right? You've done coaching, but like having your own business since 2020. I love what you said. Like, you're like, I'm going to set a goal for myself, because a lot of times, and some people are listening, right? Who, you know, you're working for a corporation right now. You want to start your own business. And we talk about this thing called straddling, which you executed perfectly, where it's like, okay, I'm going to, like, I have to keep the job right for right now because I want income coming in, and I'm going to set this goal. So you just modeled clarity, confidence, courage, and consistency. So I'm wondering if that's kind of where that came from. You're like, here's my 10 clients, not by the end of the year, but in 3 to 4 months, nailed it and just took off from there. So congratulations on that. That's amazing. And so diving in, because I know we're going to talk about the 4 C's, we're going to talk about different parts of this, but You work with high achievers in the corporation. You still work. I mean, I think every entrepreneur is a high achiever. If you start your own business, like, you're willing to do that, like, you're achieving high, like, because it's a lot of work. What patterns have you noticed in those who actually achieve the goals versus those who fall short?
Well, if our listeners have been paying attention, we've given some clues to the 4 C's of goal achievers. And so I have found, you know, through all of my coaching conversations, and even as you pointed out in my own story, high achievers that achieve their goals have a lot of clarity, confidence, courage, and consistency. And so I call those our 4 C's of goal achievers. And Ursula, when we think about those 4 C's, clarity is knowing what you want and why you want it. I think a lot of times we can fall victim to going after goals that we think we should achieve, or we're watching others achieve, or we build these stories in our mind, but are we really taking the time to truly pause and figure out what we want? Because that is going to help us persevere during the difficult times. And then we have confidence, and confidence on our goal achievement journey, I define it as when who you think you are aligns with action. And, you know, so often we want to wait to take that action, right? I, you know, kind of going back to my story, I didn't share this with you, but we moved in 2020 and I found an old notebook, and I had actually started to journal out an early coaching business plan back in 2011. And so it took me from 2011 to 2019 to, like, grow that confidence and that courage. But the only way that I was able to grow my confidence as a coach was by actually doing it. Not, you know, by continuing to think about it or continuing to listen to the podcast, but, like, I had to go out and get the first client and start building that muscle. And so when who you think you are aligns with action is really powerful. And then courage kind of comes into the mix, because we need to embrace discomfort to grow on our goal achievement journeys. And I don't know if you've ever felt this way, but I used to sit back, especially kind of in my corporate years, and I'd look at the leaders and I'd think, wow, they just have it all figured out. They're just so courageous. They don't have any fear at all. And that is so not true. We all have a boatload of fear. We all have the negative stories we tell ourselves, but individuals who achieve their goals, they grow in the direction of that fear. They like to, what I say, party with fear, right? So they embrace that discomfort, knowing it's a sign that they're growing, they're doing something different, and they lean into it versus trying to avoid it. And then last is consistency, right? And this is a huge one, because our consistency can compound over time. And consistency is when we repeat the actions, the habits, and the behaviors that lead to goal achievement. And so some of the things that I will see is people get really fired up about a goal. They're super clear. They know why they want it. Then they start taking action. It gets hard, or they miss a day, and then they quit. And that's the thing that we have to move away from, right? It's kind of that all or nothing thinking will totally derail our goal achievement. So those are the 4 C's: clarity, confidence, courage, and consistency.
So beautiful. You know, we were having a conversation with a client recently, and one of the hard days where the client was like, why am I even doing this? I just want to quit. And I said, totally hear you. And this is not the last day you're going to have that feeling. And second, you know, you're like one or two deals away from your world turning back upright. And that, like, I was thinking about that later, because it's like, you know, we're always 3 feet from gold, as Napoleon Hill said. But on those days when we don't feel it, we want to quit. And so when you talk about the four C's, it's like everything, right? Clarity, confidence, courage, and consistency, which gives you, I love how you said it, it compounds over time, because you become more consistent and then the results start to happen and then it just starts to build that momentum. And so I just, I mean, that just makes so much sense. And I just want to remind everyone who's listening, like, if this isn't your best day in business, we feel you. We totally feel you. Having your own business is the hardest thing you'll probably ever do. One of the hardest things, right? And so don't quit. Don't stop, right? That, like, to your point, that's where most people, I think that's where most businesses fold, when it gets really hard and they can't quite see the way out, and maybe they don't ask for help, and then they just get stuck. So love the four C's. It's such an easy way to think about it. Let's talk about clarity.
Yes.
I was talking about it on a podcast right before this. I was being interviewed, actually, and I wrote a book called One Great Goal back in 2008, right around that 2009 timeframe. And because what I noticed is that most people don't know what they want. And I certainly had a lot of times when I wasn't clear, like I had a lot of ideas, and it pushed me to be like, okay, like what's missing out there? So I want to hear, like, why in your world, and what do you see with your clients? Why is clarity really the foundation of achievement?
Yeah. And I think it's important to point out too, Ursula, that clarity, it changes over time.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot about vision, right? And vision is a great way for us all to get clarity. And so often as high achievers and as entrepreneurs, we don't take the time to slow down and to do the vision, right? We get a little glimpse of a vision and then we're like, boom, I got to go do action and do all this work and do all this work. And if we don't have clarity, we might be building something that we don't really want to be building, right? We can wake up one day and be like, gosh, I have this business that doesn't give me energy, that I don't like, that I don't want to be in. And that can be really frustrating. And if we take the time to do the work on ourselves, to do the work in the business, to vision, to get clear on what it is that we want, we've got a greater chance of building not only the business we want, but the life that we want. And I think so often we set goals, right? It's like New Year is a time of the year where goal setting is really popular. And newsflash, we don't have to wait to set goals at the beginning of the year. You can really set goals and new goals at any time of the year that you want, right?
Yeah.
Our goals, it's not like they have a calendar themselves and they're like, oh, it's January 1st, it's time for goal setting. But you know, when we think about getting this clarity, it can really help us set the right goals. And I think a lot of times we don't achieve the goals we set because they're not connected to the bigger picture vision of the life we want or the business we want. We see like someone else doing something. We're like, oh, that's the goal I want. Or we're like, well, you know, I had this revenue number last year. Well, I should double it. You know, you're like, where is that coming from? What is that ultimately going to get you? And so I think having that clarity gives you the connection to the goal. So that way, when you are having an off day or a down day, you don't give up and walk away altogether.
Yeah. Beautiful. So true. And you mentioned confidence, and you know, we talked a little bit about confidence. What if you don't have it yet? Like, how can you build confidence in the beginning before you feel like you're ready to take that leap or to raise your prices or to do whatever that next thing is?
Yeah. And I think let's just normalize it. You're probably not going to feel confident. And so I think if we just come at it from a different perspective, we probably believe, oh, I should be confident before I raise my prices. Well, let's just say, hey, you're probably not going to feel confident. If you decide you're going to raise your prices, you're probably going to have fear that you're going to lose your clients. No one's going to say yes to working with you. And you're probably not going to get confidence until you have that first client conversation and they say yes. And they're like, oh, geez, why did it take me so long to do this? And I've done this several times in my business, Ursula, right? I've done this, I wouldn't say every year, but I have raised my rates and my prices, and I've even had to raise it with my current clients. And I mean, some of this is just being in business, right? Some of it is just pure inflation, that if we don't raise our rates, right, it doesn't make sense from a business standpoint. But what I have found as I have done this is that, yes, some clients, your coaching is complete and they don't continue with you. But the clients that do often make up the deficit of that revenue that you lost from the clients that don't continue with you.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and oh my gosh, you're hitting on so many items, but it's a process, and having the courage to claim your prices in the first place, raise your prices over time, even if there's a part of you that's not ready or you're fearful, like you'll never be ready. Like sometimes you just got to do it, which leads us to courage. So courage is an interesting thing, right? And I don't always know that I have courage. It's like sometimes I definitely don't always have confidence. And then courage is like, can I pull enough courage up even when I don't have confidence, right? In doing something new, even launching this podcast, which we've had since 2017. I can't believe it. I really didn't want to do it. I had a lot of resistance around it. And the marketing company, Tina Pettis, shout out to Tina that I was working with at the time. She's like, you have to do the podcast. Like, you have to. You have so much to talk about. You have so much to share. And I was so resistant. And I'm so glad, you know, years later that I've done it. We've done over 300 plus shows. And, you know, people have reflected back. Like, it's actually, like, I'm good at interviewing, which I didn't know, right? Like, I would never have known any of that. And I've met people like you, the most incredible people. Like, it's opened up so many doors. And we've got clients all over the world because of the podcast. But I didn't want to do it in the beginning. I didn't really have the courage. I definitely didn't have the confidence. But how does courage play a role in achieving quantum revenue growth? And for someone who's listening out there, how can they grow their courage in this moment? Maybe to do something like have a podcast, like raise their prices. If they're like, I'm stuck.
Yeah. Well, Ursula, let's just say I also had a ton of fear around starting my podcast. I thought of like all the worst case scenarios. No one's going to listen except my mom. And what if I say something like really ridiculous and it's going to live on forever? And just all of this head trash, right? It's there. And that's that fear popping up that is such a big blocker for action. And so if people right now are feeling that fear and they want to take that next leap or they want that quantum revenue growth, I will share two power questions with our listeners today. So if you're feeling this fear, I want you to pause and simply ask yourself, what is the worst that can happen? So what is the worst that can happen if I launch a podcast? And then no one's going to listen. Well, what's bad about that? Well, I put in all this effort and no one's listening. Well, what's bad about that? Well, my time could have been spent in other areas. And you just keep going. What's bad about that? And you're probably ultimately going to arrive at like what the real fear is. And you might even realize it's not truly that big of a deal. But we shouldn't just stop at the worst case scenario because our brains are hardwired to focus on the negative. So we're really, really good at focusing on the worst case. So once you go through that whole exercise, then ask yourself, well, what's the best that can happen? Well, the best that can happen is I start a podcast and I meet really incredible people. I learn and I grow. I make an impact. I get clients from it. And you start looking at the two different lists of worst case and best case. And Ursula, you're probably going to figure out the real fear lies in not taking the action and not going after all the best case scenario options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And like what's waiting for you?
Right.
Right. Because you could live through worst case and best case is going to, who knows where it's going to take you. It's taking you somewhere, right? I'm a big believer too. And I'm guessing we're probably in alignment with this, but once you have clarity and you know what you want, like if you want a podcast, the next step always shows up. It's just up to you to keep going, to keep taking that next step, even when you're like, So I love these questions. What's the worst thing that could happen? Really? That came up this week. Rebecca, one of our other coaches, was like, somebody was saying something. She's like, okay, well, what's the worst thing that could happen? And so just like pulled it apart. And you know, when you look under the hood, there's really nothing there. There was nothing there. And they were like, yeah, it's not worth stopping the show because of that one thing that's just imagined. And fortunately, most of the stuff we worry about doesn't happen. Right?
It doesn't happen. Or it doesn't happen to the extreme degree of worseness. Is worseness even a word? I don't know what it is for the sake of our conversation today. And so the other thing that you can do if you go through this, and let's say there is something really bad that you come to the conclusion that could happen, well, now you can create a plan for it. So you could be like, okay, this is my worst case scenario plan. And that can somewhat silence the brain and help you get back to action and doing the things you need to do. And Ursula, I love how you pointed out, once you get clarity, those steps start to show up. I mean, if we really think about it, the things we need to do to achieve most of our goals are pretty clear. So it's like, if you want to run a marathon, the thing you need to do is actually go run, right? If you're a coach and you want more revenue, well, the thing you need to do is probably go get new clients, you know, for whatever your coaching program is. So the things are usually pretty obvious. It's usually the confidence, the courage, and then doing it consistently that get in our way.
Which is a perfect segue. Let's talk about consistency. One of the areas that it really shows up, at least in, for our clients, is in marketing, right? Like we always talk about, what are the three ways you're marketing consistently? Because if you're not marketing consistently, nothing's going to happen, right? And you can't measure it. You don't know. Like that word consistently, but you're using it across the board. So when you work with your clients, like what are a few mindset shifts or practices that your clients follow through to help them? Like how do you help them follow through more consistently and do what they do, those check those boxes off to get the things done on a regular basis so they get the results that they want?
I'd say the first thing is pretty simple. I ask them about it. So, you know, if a client tells me they want to do something in our next call, I'm asking how the thing went. And they're either showing up really excited to tell me they did the thing. And more often than not, they're doing the thing like the hour before our coaching call. So that's the power of having the coach, right? The accountability, getting it done. And if they didn't follow through, then it gives us a chance to unpack why. Was it courage that got in the way? Was it a system that got in the way? Was it a process? I mean, it's usually coming back to mindset that gets in the way. So that, I think, at a very simple level is have someone ask you about doing the thing that you said you want to do. But the other thing I think that can help you build a lot of consistency, especially as it relates to us achieving our goals, are practices that you do on a weekly, monthly, and a quarterly basis to go in and check on the progress of your goals. So every week, I recommend a Friday ritual where you do three simple things. One, you write down your weekly wins. So if you go back through your calendar, what were all the ways that you won in business and in life? Because Ursula, that's going to help us build confidence. And you know, as we're feeling more confident, right, we tend to want to be more consistent to keep that feeling going. The second thing you do in the Friday ritual is you write down the lessons that you learned throughout the week. This helps us really embody the courage characteristic because it reminds us that we're not perfect. We're going to mess some things up. But what did we learn through that experience? So we can note what we don't want to do again in the future, or we can ask ourselves some questions, but we're really embracing this learning phase of growing our businesses. And then the third thing is we identify our priorities. And this is where the consistency becomes really key, because if we're working reactively, we might not be working in the direction of our goals. And as business owners, we can fill our days with a lot of things, but are they the things? Again, going back to, we kind of know the things we want to do. We just might not always want to do them. That Friday ritual helps us list out the priorities. And then I've got a similar process I recommend at the end of the month that you do a month-end review. And then again, at the quarter, you do a quarter review. And that really helps build consistency.
I love it. So every Friday, look at your weekly wins and really review that. Because we forget that we had some wins. Lessons learned. What did I learn? What do I not have to repeat? And then what are those priorities that are going to keep us moving forward? Excellent. Excellent. So, okay. I got a few other questions for you.
Yes.
Especially since you live in the world of goal achievement, like you talk about it, you know, you and I speak a very similar language and you really help your clients get clarity to move through this process. So I'm curious, like if you'd be willing to share any stories of yourself, like things where, I mean, you already shared one story where you said, you know, there's 10 clients. I got to get these 10 clients. I did it in 3 to 4 months. Right. And it happened. And that can seem magical to a lot of people. And I always hear people like, don't be in magical thinking or whatever. But what, how do I even say this? Because this is quantum revenue expansion. Maybe like a story where you couldn't explain it, right? You set the goal and the next steps showed up, or you met the right next person, or the synchronicity, right? A meaningful coincidence, like something you really couldn't, you couldn't be like, oh, I planned that exactly to happen and it happened exactly that way. Does that make sense? Like any stories like that, or even with your clients where it was like they set the goal and then this thing showed up and then it was pretty powerful.
What I start thinking about, and I'll just think about kind of this year for me in business. I've got my highest revenue goal yet that I'm chasing and going after. And it's been interesting because at the start of the year, the way I thought I was going to get there is starting to look different than the way I'm actually getting there. And I think for me, you know, the goal achiever, what I think starts to happen is as you start taking action in the direction of your goal, the new opportunities or the new ways to get there start to come up. And so, you know, in my world, a lot of this relates to what I'll call business development, or I'm going out and I'm working on the ways to like bring clients, you know, into my world. And so I might be reaching out to people for individual coaching, But this year, then I've landed an opportunity to partner with a firm, and I'm doing some fractional chief recruiting officer work. And so that looks very different than how I thought it would look at the beginning of the year. But the reason I think that happened is because I was doing all the other work, and that led to this opportunity, if that makes sense.
Totally makes sense. Totally makes sense. Yeah. That's a perfect example of, you know, that revenue can show up from a lot of places and growth. And I feel you know, as a coach, one of the things that I love doing, I do a lot of co-coaching, and it's become a bigger deal for me over the years because it's at some point I was like, I don't know that I want to carry the load by myself. So I really want other coaches in my space, but I was also very protective of that. And so finally a coach showed up in my world, Rebecca. We've been working together for years, and we had this goal of starting this other company. Okay. And we put it out there, but we weren't attached to it because we're also running my company. She's got other things going on. She's got her own company. And then one day out of the blue, she just calls me and she's like, "Hey, listen, there's this other partner. There's this thing. It's an opportunity for us to have another coaching company. It looks like this. And it'd be three coaches," which for me is like awesome because I just love this whole co-coaching world. And it happened in a second. Could we have planned that? Like Rebecca and I joke all the time. We couldn't have planned a better scenario. Like it's better than we thought and it's more interesting than we thought. And I'm just sharing this because to your point, like for those who are listening, you know, set the goal, get clear. Like Kristen just said, get clear and then watch what starts to show up. And don't be attached that it has to be a certain way, because I'm guessing you're probably really having fun in this new role and what you're doing.
I am. I'm having a ton of fun. And it's introducing me to people that I wouldn't have otherwise met. I'm flexing a different muscle than I would have flexed. And I know you're a huge ChatGPT fan. It's really like, I think that a lot of the ways that I've embraced this tool this year is also giving me the confidence to say yes to these different opportunities. It's become, you know, chat's become a strategic thought partner for me, and it's kind of helping me organize my thoughts. And I'm able to take on these different projects because I'm leveraging AI in a different way.
Brilliant. Yeah. Oh, I love that. We could have a whole conversation about that. Like so much of growth. For coaches and consultants, AI makes you look like a genius. I just want to say that. Like I was listening to one of my mentors, Brian Tracy. You probably know who Brian is. And he was talking about AI, and he was talking about how, you know, in the beginning, a lot of people resisted, whatever. And I don't know, Brian's almost 80. And like, he's embraced AI in incredible ways in the way he's growing his company right now. And he got this opportunity from a company, and he's like, "I've never coached a company like this." But he goes, "I leaned into my ChatGPT partner. I showed up to that meeting," and he goes, "I looked like a genius." They were like, "This is the best coaching we've ever had." He goes, "Thank you, AI." So again, invitation to really lean in to AI right now, and rather than resist, a lot of people are still like, "Oh," and I'm saying, lean in, just like you are.
Well, and I think too, right, to connect it to our four C's, like ChatGPT has become a confidence partner for me. And so I think we need to go beyond for marketing, right? Okay, yes, it can write social media captions and it can help us make our emails better. It can do so much more from a confidence builder and a strategic thought partner. And you're right, I was just having a conversation with a client last week and I was helping him get really clear. His team is using the EOS system on their core focus. And, you know, I'm just going in here back and forth. I'm like, all right, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take this and you're going to input it in chat. And he goes, "To be honest, you're so good at chat and you use it all the time. Could you just do it for me and tell me what it sends?" I'm like, that was a light bulb for me that's another way we as coaches can serve our clients. They're probably not spending the time to learn the platform and we can help them embrace it or teach them. And I'm like, oh, this is cool. I'm adding value in a different way to my client.
So I just want to hit on this before we wrap up, but like such a great point, because we work with construction companies now. Listen, I'm not a construction expert, but guess who is? AI. I didn't know anything about excavation companies, right? And that's just one of the companies that we're working with. But what I was curious about was their profit margin, because I had a sense, like, you know, when you get that nudge, you're like, I think their profit margins are low. I didn't know, but guess who knew? ChatGPT in 30 seconds. And I was like, "Hey, it sounds like this is where you should be playing." And they were like, "Yeah, absolutely. We just don't know how to get there." And I was like, ding, ding, ding. So then it was just easy to make that switch. Becca worked with ChatGPT to create a 20-page bid proposal for one of the clients that then became a model for them. And this client had $5 million in bid proposals sitting there that he couldn't get to. And in like 10 seconds, we opened up this revenue. He's bringing me a $10 million company in a short amount of time. Like that, like using it to help your clients is such a great point. All right. We could talk all day, Kristen, but I value your time and I value our listeners' time. I know a couple things. Tell us about, you have podcast Elite Achievement. Where can people listen to that? And then you have a really cool goal setting success course that some of our listeners might really be interested in.
Yes. So I would recommend that our listeners check out Elite Achievement and specifically go back and find our episode that we did together, right? It'd be so fun for your listeners to hear you on the show. And you can hear Elite Achievement on all the major podcast platforms. So we're on all the podcast platforms. And then the goal setting success course, this was really born out of my time when I was working in the corporate organization and I saw all these financial advisors set goals and they were super fired up. But then after the first quarter, a lot of them were off track and then most of them just didn't achieve it by the end of the year. And so I thought there's got to be a way to help people stop setting goals they don't achieve. And that's where I created the Goal Setting Success Course, which walks individuals through a four-part framework: visioning, reflecting, brainstorming, and planning. And I think that that reflecting piece is probably one a lot of us want to skip over because we've got an hour blocked on our calendar to set our goals. And so we want to just get it done. But when we take the time to reflect, we can learn so much about our goal setting tendencies, behaviors, habits, like what has worked, what hasn't worked, why have I achieved the goals in the past that I did? That is all brilliant insight that's going to help you set those meaningful goals that you really want to go after. So if any of our listeners are thinking, oh my gosh, I need more clarity in my life and I want to achieve the goals that I set, I highly recommend that they check out the Goal Setting Success Course.
Beautiful. And we'll have a link for the podcast, Elite Achievement, in the show notes, as well as your goal setting course. And so everyone can check it out there. Kristen Burke, so good to see you. Too bad we don't live closer. We could hang out and have coffee. I feel like we could chat all day. Appreciate you. Thanks for everything that you shared on the show today. And we just wish you an incredible year.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I loved getting to come on and chat about the four C's. And I hope your listeners are walking away feeling fired up about their potential and their goals for the year.
I'm sure they are. Awesome. And for our listeners all over the world, thank you for listening. Take a look, grab those links and head over to the Elite Podcast. That's what you call it, right?
Nike, Elite Achievement.
Elite Achievement. Head over to Elite Achievement. Definitely find our show and learn more about Kristen's course. That's it for this week, everybody. We'll see you soon. Make this your most epic month yet.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to leave a review on iTunes so I know what you like and can create content that guides you to uplevel your business even more. If you want more strategic business tips, follow me on social media. You'll find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And you can visit my website at www.ursulainc.co. I love being on this journey with you and can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, make this your most epic month yet.